coach, it looked like you controlled tempo in the first half, got pretty much what you wanted in that respect on defense. What was the difference in the second half?
Well, I think there's a few. You know, they were able to kind of run past it on us a little bit in the, you know, it was really one drive. The one drive was the DPI, which counts. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't count, but the drive after that, that was the one that was, you know, they moved the ball on us. That was the time where they moved the football on us, and that can't happen. But, I mean, the reality is when we get hit and throw the pick six, that changes the complexion of the game. Now we're not able to run the football. I mean, we didn't run it gangbusters in the first half, but we ran it. And, you know, the way that you came out of the first half, if you're able to be in a game where you can run it, oftentimes you'll end up running it in the fourth quarter and having production. So we didn't get to see that because we went down the way we did. And my credits to the Broncos. They did it. They made it happen.
You seem to put a lot of pressure on the recruiting today, especially in the second half. Do you see your line just struggle with that?
Well, I mean, we knew coming in, you know, they've done that to everybody. It's not where our line's struggling or, you know, they are very, very productive. I thought early on we did a better job than later. You know, I think our backs and everybody contributing, trying to help it, formationing things. But, you know, they made a couple plays that certainly hurt us for sure.
Manning has a great reputation for field vision. Right in front of you, at one point, he throws the ball to Toshon Moreno sitting on his run. How often do you see that? And sometimes you just have to take draft.
Well, that's what I did. Yeah. I mean, I told him, I said, that was a great play. Because, it, you know, certainly, I mean, you're looking at a first ballot Hall of Famer. And there's reasons why. But, I thought our guys played their guts out against them. They were looking forward to the challenge, and I thought they played. You know, if you told me, you know, he's going to have whatever he had, 240 yards passing, and you know, you're going to hold him. You know, that's not against him. And get an interception, those kind of things. It's not, we always want to be better than that, but he's made a lot of people over the years look worse than that. So I think our guys battled, and just wasn't enough today. You know what, I thought he, when he had ample time, I thought he played well. I thought he had control of the game the entire time. There was one throw that I wish we had back, and it's not the pick six. The pick six, he had no control, he got hit. You know, that thing, that wasn't his throw, that was a throw induced by a hit. But there was one throw that he had went back. Other than that, I thought he competed. He had a good command of the game. Things didn't go our way, you know, and we got pressured. You know, I think his fight, especially at the end of the game, he comes back and he just drills it in there to Mike, and he throws one to Dallas. I mean, to Vincent, the one to Dallas. I wish we didn't throw, but I thought he competed through some tough competition and some tough hits.
Can you talk about that sequence? Peyton is so good at not allowing you to substitute, and you get what looks like a third and one stop, trying to get guys in and out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They run their punt team on there. Looked like he called time out, and then they challenged, got through, you know, the play. Was he on the field at that time? Were you questioning whether Peyton was still on the field with the punt team?
You saw me doing it.
Well,
yep.
You can explain what you saw from that.
Well, I just don't know. I probably don't understand the rules. You know, I didn't know that when the team's over here, that a fellow player on that team could be all the way down here. You know, it's not like he threw a pass to himself and he went down and caught it or missed it there and had to jog back. The whole bit and the whole operation, I'm not sure of. That's what I just got to get cleared up. But that's what I was trying to clear up on the field. They watched it on the replay and they saw that the guy was still on, so they're still on. You know, the things you got to look at with hurry-up teams is, are they all set all the time when the ball snapped? But you can't challenge that. You can only challenge the illegal participation. Yeah. So a lot of things that went on in that play that you know, happen when you go with no huddle teams. But again, you know, that's the way it goes.
Talk about your running game again. Again this week, it didn't seem to be the way you wanted to. What's happening?
Well, I'm not sure you can judge it off today's situation. You know, you get behind like that, you don't run it at all.
Right.
So you really, I don't know what we had at the half. We had 40-something, whatever it was. like I said, had we kept it in the same type of game that it was in the first half, I'd like to see. I mean, they're a good defense. I mean, they're top 10 in every category except red zone defense. So, I mean, it's not where you're going to go in there and rush for 250 yards. That isn't happening. But I think had we been able to stay in the game, we could have ran the ball with some effectiveness. And, you know, in the National Football League, you put up 100 and something yards rushing. It's not a bad day. So, but we didn't get to see that. And I think more than saying we, you know, wasn't a good rushing effort, we had some plays that were called back for penalties on runs, which were critical plays. So couple all that together, and that's why we lost.
How big were penalties today? You had a couple of critical times.
We did, yeah. I think we had too many. We had 10 penalties that were assessed, and that's too many. Some of them, you know, guys would say to me, you know, I don't think I did anything. Well, you know, they're not calling them for their health. I mean, we did something, so we got to watch them on tape and figure out, you know, what we need to improve on. And that's what we need to do. We need to go back and forget all the other nonsense and just get better. And how do we get better this week so we can be 1-0 at the end of the Eagle season? And that's what we have to lock in on. You know, this one hurts. You guys put a lot into it.
Coach, you mentioned the pick six. Mm-hmm. Was there a long assignment there? You came in clean. You said that was a throw. That was really.
I got to see the tape before I comment on that. I'm not really sure. You know, I know he got hit. You know, and I think I know what happened, but I'm going to hold judgment on that.
Are you aware of Mike Solomon has an interest in the Boston College head coaching job? There was a report that express that to you?
Well, you know, that kind of stuff I keep private with my assistant coaches and with our organization. And if there's anything to that, that'll come out the appropriate way. And I don't think this is the place to talk about that.
You played two of the best teams in the league the last 2 weeks.
Last one
right.
came real close. Where's this team at right now? Do you think mentally, and, you know, you were 6-4, now at 500 again. Do you like where you guys are? Or as far as...
No, I'd rather be, what would it be, 8-4, right? This team is going to fight. We're going to go back to work. You know, we got a good 3.5 hour plane ride to think about how we're going to do it, and we're going to go do it. And but we got a lot of work ahead of us. It's not going to be talk about it. You got to go do it. So that's our job. Thank you, guys.
Okay.